All right, let's get to some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
She wants to stay anonymous because this is sensitive.
Okay.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, can you keep me anonymous? Yes.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I need some advice because mm-hmm. I'm completely torn.
Okay.
My best friend and I have been close for over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
We're basically like sisters.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is her husband hit on me.
Okay.
I'm single, so I don't know if you thought that was okay.
Okay.
Happened a couple of weeks ago at a get-together. Everybody had a few drinks.
Mm-hmm.
When she stepped out to take a call, he got a little too flirty, we'll say.
Okay.
At first, I thought I was imagining it, but then he straight up told me he's always thought I was gorgeous, quote, and, quote, wonders what would have happened if he met me first.
That's the line.
Yeah. I shut it down immediately, told him that was way out of line and left early.
Okay.
And now I feel sick about it.
Uh-huh.
Haven't told my friend because I know it'll crush her and probably end her marriage and maybe even our friendship. But I also feel guilty keeping it a secret. Every time I see her, I feel like I'm lying and I don't want her to accuse me of anything. So what do I do?
Uh-huh.
Do I tell her the truth and risk blowing everything up or just stay quiet and hope he learned his lesson?
Man, that's going to be awkward every single time you go over to their place. It's going to because he knows
the foreseeable future.
He knows, you know.
Yep.
And the wife doesn't.
Right.
And so that bothers me.
All of it.
That bothers me.
All of it. This is a horrible situation to be put in, and she didn't ask for any of it.
I mean, I get having, you know, being loose at a party, having drinks, and saying you look really good. You're attractive. Whatever.
Right. You're gonna find a great man soon.
Someday. Yes.
You're a catch. Someone's gonna snatch you up.
Right. You can say that
you
stuff.
You can say
That's
things
fine.
Like those are compliments.
It's the
why didn't I meet you first?
If I'd have met you first. First of all, presumptuous.
Exactly. Like, she's assuming she would have been into him.
Right, exactly. Exactly. I mean, I'm sure she likes him because you tend to, like, if you've been best friends with someone for a while, you tend to,
you
know,
can look at them through your friend's lens.
Yeah, exactly.
A little bit.
And at bare minimum, tolerate their partner.
Or you see them for who they really are, that your bestie can't see them because they got rose-colored glasses on. And maybe that's starting to happen.
Maybe that is.
Her.
Maybe that is. So,
Trina says, oh no, this has happened to me before.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who are already rolling into the comments and texts that are like, been there.
Yeah, really?
Been there.
That's shocking.
I can say with 100% confidence that I've never slid into the DMs of one of my wife's friends.
That's great. I'm sure your wife thanks you.
Yeah.
For that
is my gold star for today.
That is what I puffed out my chest on that one.
Oh, shoot.
I have not hit on any of my wife's friends.
Yet.
That is a quality I possess.
Yet.
Did you say yet?
Yet.
Why?
Maybe she'll become friends with someone that we don't know yet.
Why are you setting yourself up like that, saying you would never because
Never's
I only have
time.
Eyes for my wife?
She knows I joke.
Okay. Sometimes you start to get that shovel and you just start digging. I'm trying to save yourself. I'm trying to help you save yourself.
All right. So listen, I would say you got to tell her. But it's, I know you're a big fan of not in the non-confrontation.
Just sticking my head in the ground like an
going,
ostrich.
I don't know anything. Being busy every time they want to get together.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you do in this situation? What have you done in this situation? Especially if this has been you. 502-795-1997. Would love to take some of your stories on this because it appears that this has happened more than once to more than one person. So.
Jeez.
Yep.
Bold move, men. Like, does that ever work out for you?
Don't.
Does that ever, do you ride off into the sunset with the bestie and everything's fine?
Listen.
And their friendship stays intact and everyone's happy about it?
Any man within the sound of my voice know that I am taking the brunt of Kelly's anger right now.
I'm throwing it out there into the universe.
Okay.
I'm just throwing all the men.
You were looking at me
bold enough to,
when you were yelling.
You're the representative of the men.
I am.
So you have to take it.
I'm the one with the penis on the show.
Thank you for putting that out there.
I won't prove it to you.
Thank you. Gosh.
It's fine.
In a handbook violation.
All right, 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories coming up. All right, so here's the deal. Group therapy. We got an anonymous message from a listener who's like, hey, what do you do if your best friend's husband comes on to you? You know, you guys, there was like a get together a couple weeks ago. Yeah, drinks are flowing. And, you know, it starts with, you're so pretty. And she's like,
no, he said
thanks.
Gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, you're right, right, right. Right. You know, I've always thought you were gorgeous. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, thanks.
What would have happened if I would have met you first?
Yeah, I wonder what would have ever happened if I'd have met you first.
She shut it down.
She did. She did
the
right thing.
Early did the right thing, but now she's obviously tortured by it. Feels like she's lying to her friend every time she's around him, around her.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
wondering, so, do I fess up or do I sweep this under the rug, make sure that it never happens again,
okay,
and move on?
So we've seen a lot of people who've been there, done that. All right.
A lot. Many people on team tell her, Swifty Kim, I'm all about honesty. I would absolutely talk to my friend about this. Definitely would want to get in front of it before it gets twisted somehow. And she ends up thinking that I was the one who acted inappropriately.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, you want to make sure you tell the story first.
Yes.
Okay, I get that.
Trina is also, you have to tell her. Be prepared for her to be mad and not believe you at first or the typical he was just drunk. Mm-hmm. Don't let her get over it that quickly, though, because if he's doing it to you, he may be saying it to others when he has the opportunity as well.
Maybe, but he probably is just... I was going to say, maybe he's just comfortable around
right
her.
Because they've been friends for 10 years.
Because they've been friends for a long time. Yeah,
so
exactly.
So probably as long as he's known his wife, he's known her.
All right, now you want to remain anonymous too, but you're thinking something different.
First of all, love you guys. So excited to talk to y'all.
Yay,
hey!
Love you!
It's about time. I've been waiting for you to call.
Yay! So, maybe a year before I met my husband, I had a one-night stand. I was a bit of a helper.
We've all been there.
Yep.
The guy I had the one-night stand with turns out to be one of my husband's best friends. Me and the best friend decided, hey, to preserve the relationship and everything, we're not going to tell the husband that nothing romantic will ever happen between us again.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so far it's been. So she needs to read the husband. Read that husband his record and keep it to preserve that friendship. Because what if they have a really good time and, you know, and it's really good? You don't want to ruin a relationship over just...
What? Okay,
just,
all right. So,
drunk one night.
Right. So you're kind of saying the opposite of all the people who are saying tell. You're saying, you know what? You need to go to that husband and swear a pinky swear pact.
It's like, you're not saying that ever again.
Yep.
We're not going there. Right. That door is shut. Mm-hmm. No, sir. Don't say it again.
If you ever say that to me again, I will tell your wife.
Yes.
I understand we were drunk and things.
Yes.
And I'm going to let it go. But if you ever say that again or you do something like that again, I will tell your wife.
Yeah.
Yes. That's exactly what I think, too.
Because
it's going to do no good but just blow everything up.
I am flattered. And what part of me precisely do you think is pretty and... What?
No, we don't say that.
That you're
no,
attracted
we don't say
to.
That. We just shut it down. We just go in, guns blazing. Don't ever do that again. Shut it down. You know, make no mistake.
All right.
No.
All right. Well, I like hearing this perspective because you know, we're getting a whole lot of you got to tell.
No, you don't.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Finally, somebody.
A woman's heart is an ocean of secrets.
Right. Secret as much as it's don't do that again.
Yeah,
right. Exactly.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, cool. Hey, thank you so much.
No problem.
All right.
Love you guys.
Love you. Bye.
One of our self-proclaimed resident experts, Lisa the Love Consultant, weighing in. This happened in my friend group. The husband flirted with every friend. I never said anything
every
friend.
Bold.
Never said anything because my friend wanted her marriage and believed her husband did no wrong, so I knew she wouldn't believe me. But we had a friend who did take the bait. Almost 4 years later, issues from the affair and inevitable divorce are still occurring.
Oh, gosh.
Just stay away from him. You did right by shutting it down, so you're probably out of his rotation anyway.
Oh,
wow.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, wow.
All right.
Angela does have a pretty strong argument, though.
For telling.
She says, I was in this situation several years ago. I decided telling the truth was important because my friend deserved to know what her significant other did.
Mm-hmm.
And be able to make the decision if she wants to stay with him or not. Don't hide it from her. She and I also remain friends. She appreciated me being honest.
That's what I hope happens.
Yes.
That's what I hope happens.
I think all that is going to be an individual decision based on how well she knows her friend.
Yeah.
And if she is, A, going to believe her, you know, B, think she's retaliating or jealous because she's single, all the things. Like, if she literally thinks her husband hung the moon and could do no wrong, and this is completely out of the realm of possibility for her, she may not believe you.
Yeah.
So that's going to come down to our listener doing some soul searching, knowing the relationship she has with her bestie, and maybe try to make the decision based on that.
All right. Well,
but she did the right thing in shutting it down. Like, she's never even considering.
No,
she's
good.
Not considering at all.
That's good.
Taking that bait at all.
That's good.
And don't know if she's witnessed him doing that to anybody else.
Right.
And this is the first time he said something to her. So is it a one-off thing? Do we just go to him, shut it down, say don't ever do that again, or I will tell her? Do we start with that?
I still am in the camp of you got to just, maybe you say, hey, your husband made some weird comments to me the other day. And it's just,
approach it like, I don't know if like, we should be worried about that.
Yeah, you know, just like, I kind of shut it down, but I think he might have been a little drunk, but he was just like, you know.
I don't think we're specific with saying, what if I met you
right,
first?
Right, right. I think we have to say something, though, to the friend.
Her friend.
Yeah, yeah. So
if she tells her specifically what he said, because that will make her second guess everything.
Now, typically, at this point, we hear from
Andrew the Love Doctor.
Andrew the Love Doctor, our resident. A doctor, but he is one of our resident experts here. Should I just
go ahead?
Assume the part.
Go ahead. What do you think that he would tell us?
Ben Kelly. Well, gosh, I'm so proud of you. First of all, two things. First of all, Kelly, you're spot on. Yeah. You're spot on.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you. You are spot on. She's got to tell her. She's got to tell her. She's got to get it out in the open. She's got to tell her. And second of all, Ben, I don't know. I don't know what to do with you. You said, well, tell me what part of you thought was attractive. I don't know. Keep on loving, guys.
That's me.
All right. Thank you, Andrew the Love Doctor.
Thank you, Andrew the Love Doctor. We love him.
All right.
He's so great.
Gotta have his perspective.
That was kind of spot on.
All right. Well, hey, good luck, honestly. Keep us posted. And
yeah, this is a really hard one. I don't know if we did a hard landing on tell
on what to do.
Or go to the husband and shut it down again.
I kind of think you gotta tell the friend, but we heard both sides. So, you know, there's that.
Yeah, please let us know what you decide to do.
There you go. That's group therapy.